Welcome to the Oakland County News and Information Podcast. I'm Pam Zawissa. The internet can be an excellent educational resource for children and teenagers, but there are dangers lurking around every corner. The internet is not a place for kids to have an all-access pass. Kids of all ages need supervision, and parents should be fully aware of what their kids are doing and who they are communicating with on the internet. Today I spoke with Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard about internet safety.
Hi Sheriff Bouchard, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be with you.
Why should parents be concerned about their child using the internet?
Well, the internet is, you know, a great place for obviously research, for shopping, for all sorts of things, but with it comes peril. Because you're connected to the whole world, not just to people you know and like. And so, you know, you've seen a great number of celebrities that have run afoul on the internet where they're stalked or harassed. And the same is true with people of all walks in life. They use the internet as a daily routine, and as a result, so criminals know that they're out there. And they use it as part of their daily routine. So predators look for children on the internet, and they go where children go. They're on Facebook, they're on MySpace, they're on the Nickelodeon page, wherever kids are, predators are. So parents should be aware of that. And also financial thieves and fraud and scams are throughout the internet. You know, if you get a request for personal information or updating of your personal information or verification of your personal information, account information, any of those kinds of requests, ignore it. It's a scam. Your bank, financial institutions, companies, they're not going to send you an email and say, update us with your current credit card or your Social Security number, any of that stuff. Won't happen. So if you get something like that, it's a scam. All of the variants of on the scams on the internet that talk about, you know, $1 million in Africa or Libya or Great Britain or wherever, and they want to put it in your account. Scam. So just, you know, be aware that there are people that are making it their job to try to violate people on the internet using a variety of methodology. So specifically to your kids, you have to understand that those people are out there, predators and otherwise. So, you know, one of the things we suggest is keep the computer in a room where mom or dad can walk by occasionally, see what's going on the computer. You have to engage in what's going on the computer with your children. Engage them in a conversation, what's appropriate and inappropriate. Personal information, I believe, is off limits. You know, so many people have total information, like on a Facebook page, where they're going, what they're doing in life, what their likes and dislikes, their cell phone, sometimes even their address. That is just a roadmap for any kind of personal predator or violation. If somebody wants to create a kind of a dossier, if you will, for stalking you or your family, they can do it. They can determine when you're not home, when you leave home. And information comes in such quick application that you may not even know people know all that information about you. For example, if you take a picture with your mobile phone, most mobile phones now have geospatial markings on those photographs and actually geoposition markings. So if you take a picture and say, just leaving home like I always do right now at this time, headed to work, and you take a picture of yourself with your child or something, someone that has a little bit of computer savvy can locate exactly within feet where your house is. Now they have where your house is, what time you leave for work, where you're headed oftentimes is on your Facebook page or something else. So they have a complete instantaneous routine of you. If they wanted to break in your house, if they wanted to mug you, if they are looking to, you know, for a child, that all of those things are all out there. The internet goes to the world, not just to your friends. And a lot of people say, well, I have privacy settings. Look, if Microsoft can be hacked, so can you. So every little bit of piece of information you put out, wherever you put it, is something that can be searched, something that can be collated, and something that can be used against you.
Now, what about the parents who have, you know, older children who are on Facebook, you know, and they want to know what kind of information their child is sharing? Is there a way that parents can check
up on
their
child? Well, I would suggest that parents, there's a variety of ways you can do it with software monitoring and actually see. You can, if you don't want it to go that far, a lot of parents ask for their child's password to their account so that they can go on and look. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's as simple, like if you're talking about Facebook, that your child adds you as a friend so you can see their page at any given moment. And be aware of what they're putting out there, what kind of pictures. And it's also important to understand that Facebook profiles have destroyed potential or existing careers. A lot of employers look at those pages and look to see what kind of behavior, what kind of comments, what kind of photographs that are posted on that, and make a decision whether to hire people. That's a routine search now for prospective employers. Mm-hmm. And there have been a great number of cases where current employees of a variety of agencies, both private and public, have fired people for things that they posted on the internet, on their Facebook page or elsewhere. So that behavior is not anonymous, and it does not come without risk. You know, the thing that I suggest to kids is if you would be uncomfortable with your parents either hearing or seeing what you put on that page or on any kind of posting or in any kind of text, then don't do it. Mm-hmm. Because it's not secret, and someone may get their hands on it, and it may make its way into a place where it's not good for you or your future.
Right. So what should a parent do if they suspect any kind of activity, like somebody is trying to engage in conversation that they don't know with their child? Where can parents report this information to?
Sure. Well, the first thing, obviously, is, again, to have that conversation and that rapport with your child and that they feel comfortable. Because lots of times kids don't do things intentionally wrong. They don't do things, you know, with any kind of bad intentions necessarily. But it's exploration. It's curiosity. And they may get into a bad situation accidentally. So they've got to feel open enough to come to you and say, I think I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And know that, you know, you're going to be there to help them, you know, depending on what they did and how they did it, there may be some punishment, but the first is to help them get out of a bad situation. And then if there's any kind of threatening behavior, any kind of predatory behavior, anything that makes you concerned, make a report to your local police department. And more often than not, a lot of those will refer up to us and ask us for help because we're, you know, we have a full-time computer crimes unit that has not just somebody that's good with a computer, but people that are actually capable of doing computer forensic examinations on computers, tracing people back over the internet, tracking and breaking passwords, things like that, to really get to the bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell us a little bit about cyberbullying?
Well, cyberbullying is one of those behaviors, you know, we always knew about bullying going back from the beginning of time. And sadly, we're seeing more direct bullying, you know, in a variety of venues. And that we take very seriously. So, you know, if parents feel that their child's being bullied, they need to have, let's say, for example, it's at school, they need to have a conversation with the school, with the administrators, with the teachers, with their child, and deal with it quickly, sooner than later. But as I said, everything now has also moved out into the computers and the internet, so the bullying has moved into the cyber world.
Mm-hmm.
And to some extent, a lot of people feel even freer to say and do things that they wouldn't do in person. They make comments or post pictures or say things that they wouldn't say in person. It gives them almost an empowerment to go way out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, depending on what they say and how they say it and what they do on the internet, they can be charged with a crime.
Mm-hmm.
If their behavior is threatening or stalking, you know, it can cross into a criminal territory. So it doesn't come without consequences. And again, the old benchmark, if you wouldn't want your parents or other people to see or hear you saying that, either in text or in word, then don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the simplest way to avoid getting into trouble.
And what are some of the signs that your child may be being cyberbullied?
Well, bullying or, you know, a variety of things, watch your child's behavior. And that goes, again, to having a relationship. If you see a change in their behavior, in their moods, in their likes, their dislikes, their grades, their attire, if they used to be very into sports and suddenly they're not, if they used to, you know, like certain friends and suddenly they don't go out with their friends and they're withdrawn, you need to immediately engage them. It can be one of two things. They could be being bullied and having an emotional challenge or an emotional challenge. It could also be a signal of some drug abuse.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, if any of those things are going on, you have to immediately take part, intervene, and do what you can to help them out of that bad situation.
And how can we prevent cyberbullying?
Well, you know, part of it's educational. You know, I give quite a few talks to different schools and groups and tell them that it can cross into criminal behavior. We do investigate. We do arrest and charge people when it gets into those illegal areas that it won't be tolerated by the school or by mom or dad. Those are ways of getting it out there, and I think it's important we do that.
And how can parents help their child if they suspect they're being cyberbullied?
Well, if the parents, again, see any threatening or any kind of bullying behavior, save and total the message and all the headers, because that helps our detectives track it. Don't erase it. Don't respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
But keep it and call it and bring the police in.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for giving us this information on Computer.
Sure. My pleasure.
For more safety topics, please visit oaklandsheriff.com. If you'd like to make a comment on this podcast or make suggestions for future podcast topics, please send an email to podcast@oakgov.com. This is Pam Zawissa, and you've been listening to another Oakland County podcast produced by Oakland County eGovernment.